Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Now, while the weather is pretty, should be pretty decent for the most part today after these showers move out, parts of the city are in recovery mode after those quick-moving storms that crisscrossed the area last night. It turned deadly in the Forest Park section of Queens, where a senior citizen was struck and killed by a falling tree, the victim 85 years old. The city parks department says it got more than 250 calls about downed trees in all five boroughs. One resident of the Bronx telling Channel 7 Eyewitness News that a tree nearly came down on his friend.
He told me that the tree almost fell, like he was right there, standing right there, and the tree fell right in front of him and just ran into the house. He was kind of terrified because this is not something that you see every day.
And that is for sure. It happened on Seminole Avenue in Morris Park, he says. The FDNY reports having to rescue people from flooding in Brooklyn and Queens. And Con Ed still working to restore power to customers that lost it at the height of the storms. They still have some 5,000 people without power here in the city, primarily in Queens, another 800 in Westchester. PSEGLI reports about 2,400 outages on Long Island and over 8,000 more all told in New Jersey. A rally today outside Penn Station and a demand for answers from the Trump administration after the federal takeover of the transit hub's renovation project. Critics like Congressman Jerry Nadler say New Yorkers are being largely shut out of the process. He explained his concerns with 1010 Winds.
It would give sweeping land use power to Amtrak, take away the local power or local power to decide anything. Here, New York City, New York State are not involved in the negotiations, so it's very concerning to me, and should be to every New Yorker.
Amtrak announced a developer for the $7 billion overhaul about a week ago, but it's not clear who's paying for it or how long it'll take. A chunk of the funding expected to come from private companies, but what firms will get in return is not clear. Nadler and others say that lack of transparency naturally leads to questions about possible corruption. Amir Mamdani getting some vigorous cardio this morning. He ran in a 2K for 2K at Fort Tryon Park to remind parents to sign up for the city's new free childcare program for two-year-olds.
Both horrifically out of breath, but we have enough to still share the importance of Universal 2K.
Woo!
Go to myschools.nyc, sign up before the end of the month. It's your chance to get free childcare.
Oh, he sounds tired. The deadline to apply is June 26. Seats will be available in Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. Programs on Staten Island not launching until next year. The plan is to eventually make the program a universal one for city families. A fatal gun violence at a NYCHA complex in Queens and a very young victim. Officers answering a 911 call about an assault in the building on 49th Street and Woodside found the wounded teenager and rushed him to the hospital, but it was too late. 18-year-old Jaffrey Wall lived there, according to police. No arrests yet. We're waiting for detectives to release further details about what happened to the victim. Meanwhile, a teenager on Long Island has now been charged in the shooting of another teen on an A train. It happened earlier this year. The victim, only 15 years old, left fighting for his life after that happened. The suspect is 19-year-old Matthew Rodriguez of Levittown. He was extradited on Friday from Virginia. According to prosecutors, Rodriguez fled the state following the shooting and was arrested last month in Newport News. A little rain falling in parts of the city right now. We've got 73 degrees and gray skies for the rest of us right now in Midtown. Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman has apparently been keeping busy while he awaits sentencing later this month in the murders of eight women. Suffolk County Sheriff Errol Toulon Jr. giving Newsday some disturbing details, including the serial killer's reading selections.
These are two of the books that Rex decided to read: Wrong Alibi, and then also Revenge. And there's a list of books, all very on the macabre or thriller type of theme.
Huerman has also had a pen pal while he sits behind bars at the Riverhead Correctional Facility. According to the sheriff, it's another serial killer. Keith Hunter Jesperson is known as the Happy Face Killer. He's serving a life sentence in Oregon in the deaths of eight women there. Well, the Musical Bodies exhibit, now open at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It features 130 works from across the globe, including musical instruments like one of Rick Nielsen's guitars used in his Cheap Trick songs. Yeah, there's also a drum kit from Alex Gonzalez of the Mexican pop band Mana and an outfit that belonged to Liberace. The exhibit also has paintings and visual art as well.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.